Hey, everybody. Welcome back to my podcast, Shift Your Life Design. I am Tara Rohde, your host here, and I am brand new at podcasting, but I have a passion for sharing wisdom, knowledge, and I really hope to empower you guys to strategize through difficult moments. So today's podcast is those 40 extra pounds. So it's September soon and summer's winding down, the weather's cooling off, and I'm just having this sensation it's time for me to make a change. Change is such a good thing in our lives, and that is the purpose of shift. When you make small changes, good things come your way, but you have to be open to the idea of change. Change is one of the most difficult things we endeavor. And as you are aware, 40 extra pounds is evidence that lack of change can lead to poor results. So I am guilty of being 40 extra pounds, and I am ready to set back priority for myself. And I'm going to take you guys through the opportunity to recognize what's keeping you stuck and opening up a few channels to helping you get through the difficult transition of your goals. So let's get started. So for one, there's three ways to take some control of old habit. I am very guilty of habit making. I seem to find myself in a process of stepping on my scale day by day. I'm feeling good, I get dressed, I get cleaned up, I look good, I look in the mirror, and I'm proud to say I'm ready for the day, and then I am drawn closer to the scale. I step abroad, and in an instant, I am negative, I'm body shaming, I'm disgusted in my efforts, and I can't figure out why change hasn't occurred over this past summer, even though I've been cautious about eating well, being active, and trying to lose control of poor sleeping habits, good emotional control, and just finding that realm of balance in my life. So why did I succeed in gaining extra weight this summer? And I'm going to take you back. So over the summer, I was very cautious about good decisions. But in those decisions, I bought the good bread, the sunflower flax. I bought good whole chicken breasts. I made rice, quinoas, pastas with gluten-free whole wheat. I've done it all. But why did I fail to succeed towards weight loss, even though that's been my whole entire focus this summer? Well, I'm pretty guilty of overeating. I over-portion the wrong things. So let's start with the sunflower bread. For example, that is very high in protein, but it's also high in sugar. It's also high in calories. It has nuts. It's nourishing, but it's only nourishing when you eat it in good proportion. So it took me back this morning when I brought my old Weight Watchers packages out and I decided to check the point system. And there it was, a big 4.0 staring back at me. 4 points for one piece of sunflower bread. And it dawned on me, when I'm hungry, I would eat generally 2. And then I would put butter on it. But even though it was a healthy choice, I recognized today that I lacked my portion control. The good old pasta, the whole wheats and the lights and the low glutens, all those things. I generally try to avoid the pasta, but when I do eat it, I don't moderate it. I love the taste and the flavor, And when I've sat down today and recognized the summer of pasta, I definitely ate at minimum 2 cups for dinner. So a proper good portion is much less than that, and I wasn't accountable to that in that moment. Booze. Ah, the lovely booze. It's been a summer of daily consumption. Wine, beer, water, vodkas, whatever the heck it was, I did it without limitation. And now I am feeling the 40 extra pounds. So I want to take you guys through today's experience of recognition. I need to make a shift. I need to find harmony in where I'm at. I needed to hit these 40 extra pounds in order to feel my rock bottom. And I think it was my opportunity to recognize where I'm going with my weight and what I need to do to make its change. So instead of weighing myself daily and living vicariously through body shame, I've put away my scale to make room for intention on what it is I'm putting in my mouth in portion control. So instead of weighing my body, I'm focusing on weighing my portions into balance. The second way I need to take control of an old habit is to look within. What is going on inside of me that feels like I can't succeed? For one, it is the lack of motivation to try. I have good focus. I am hard on myself and what I want, but I am not trying. I wrote down things when I'll get to dinner time, and I quickly let go of motivation and the will to try. So I have to look within. Is it time? Do I want to see a change? Am I ready to take on the day-to-day tasks that will get me closer in? I will feel struggle. I am prepared to have food cravings, but I am no longer prepared to step on a scale, body shame, the number that is on display. I am ready to weigh in the sacrifices I must make to see a change. So the third task to breaking old habits is to recognize your strengths of the day. What am I good at? I must ask myself this in order to make that change. I am good at recognizing good choice food choices. I have Weight Watchers under my belt. I do know how to calculate and use that program to sustain good change. I am a fitness leader. I am a fitness motivator. And I am a health worker who faces people dealing with obesity day after day and consequently health risks that affect their ability to change. So my strengths are definitely with what I know: fitness, healthy nutrition, balance. But I must find the motivation to let go of the control that I thought I had before and shift just slightly more and make it a part of my daily habit, not just at one meal, not at two, but throughout the entire day if I really want to make this change. So these 40 extra pounds allowed me to recognize those three ways to take control of my old habit. I needed to hit rock bottom, and I found it today. I need to look within and recognize where I need to make change. And finally, I need to realize my strengths because I have what it takes to make these changes. And I am prepared to recognize that scale, not as a body shame, but as an intention to monitoring my path along the way. I will not weigh in every day. I've put the scale away. I am going back to a meeting to have support and accountability once a week to where I am with my decisions at bay. And I am prepared to make a change. I am ready to accept a new me, a good me, that has all the holistic challenge ahead of me in my brain, and I am ready to take on and apply my strengths. So today I hope you guys recognize if you're living with 40 extra pounds, I hope for one you recognize when you're at your own rock bottom, and it may not be today. For me, I had the opportunity to breathe. And so when I took that opportunity for me to breathe, I was able to plan and implement change in order to succeed. So thanks for listening. I hope today had a small tip for you that resonated for you. And I will see you guys back next week as we shift your life design. We'll do it together in a way that allows us to smile, find harmony, inhale, focus, but most importantly, try. For more of these tips and a little bit more on my blog, you can go to www.shiftyourlifedesign.com. Please support my journey and subscribe. I really think this is a piece of me, and I'm meant to share a little bit of wisdom with each of you. And I guess in return, a subscribe quantifies my time. Have a good week, and let's focus on taking back control of old habits.